Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Something's happening to me. My friends say I'm acting peculiarly.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame. And you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Nan Swift is our guest, our new friend, but she's with an organization I've been telling you about for a long time, National Taxpayers Union, NTU.org, is an organization I've admired and have been telling you about and bringing their principles on for years now. Originally, John Bertu, as well as Pete Sepp and a bunch of other guys and gals over there. Nan is the federal affairs manager. You spend a lot of time on the Hill, don't you, Nan?
That I do. So I have to wash my hands a lot and shower.
Use a lot of Purell, don't you? So we talked earlier about trying to get the death tax repealed, the inheritance tax repealed. We basically need to make that go away, don't we? And that's something that I've been talking about on the show for a long time now with the folks like you. And as I said, we have made some progress. But there's another tax issue on the table right now, and that's the Marketplace Fairness Act. And I want you to tell us about what that is and where you guys stand.
Well, the Marketplace Fairness Act is intended to kind of level the playing field between online retailers and, you know, offline brick-and-mortar stores by allowing states to collect sales taxes across state lines. But that's the problem. We need to solve this inequity between brick-and-mortar stores and online retailers, but not by giving states an enormous power grab.
Right.
This will undo, you know, all kinds of really important constitutional restrictions on how states can operate across their borders with really far-reaching, potentially very negative consequences.
Right.
So, fortunately, we have, you know, this nail, but we're trying to hammer it with, you know, a sledgehammer instead mm-hmm. of a normal hammer. It's
so, folks,
really
here's what the issue is. Small businesses who aren't doing a lot of business online are feeling disadvantaged, because if you can go online and buy the same thing you would buy from them from an online shop and have it shipped in without paying sales tax, then practically speaking, you save the sales tax, because that out-of-state company won't charge you sales tax. So that puts the brick-and-mortar company at a disadvantage, and the states say that it robs them of revenue, right? Right, Nan?
Right.
And that's probably all true, but what you're saying is that the brick-and-mortar company next door to the other company may be doing a lot of online sales, right, Nan?
Right, and there's really nothing to keep, you know, brick-and-mortar retailers from doing business online, especially for many small businesses.
Right.
Using the Internet has been a lifeline that has expanded their business.
Yep. There are a lot of people out there, there are a lot of small businesses that wouldn't have survived if they stayed only brick-and-mortar, but they expanded to the Internet, and now it's basically a major way that they do business. But regardless, the states really are losing revenue on transactions that aren't being taxed. But there needs to be, what you're saying is that there needs to be a way to solve this problem without putting a remittance nightmare on the businesses, right, where they have to keep up with 8,000 precincts, tax-paying precincts.
Actually, it's about 9,600.
All right.
And you never know when they might have a tax holiday. Everyone treats taxes on different items differently. On the back end, especially for a small business that doesn't have the resources and the software and the personnel.
Right.
This is a logistical nightmare.
If you get 100 orders in a month from 100 different tax collecting precincts around the country, then that's 100 different transactions you got to do besides filling the order, right?
Right.
Whereas if within your state, you just add it up at the end of the month and do the math and send a check.
Right, and that's how any small business works. That's why the Marketplace Fairness Act is so frustrating. If you walk into a convenience store and buy a pack of gum, they don't say, what state are you taking this to? Are you taking this to Maryland? Are you taking it to Virginia? No, you pay the sales tax right there. We think that that's a good solution, that online retailers should just simply collect the sales tax from the state they're in, and this promotes tax competition and all those good things that really energize our economy.
Well, that's exactly right. So this has been going on. I've been reporting on the from the origins of this going back a dozen years, Nan. So are they getting close to passing this? What do you think it is?
Well, right now, there's a group of senators who are holding up a customs bill that also has PIFA, which is the Permanent Internet Tax Freedom Act, which is really important. That would permanently ban taxes on our internet access, and they are holding it hostage for a vote on MSP.
Well, that is one thing that definitely needs to happen, and that is for us not to be taxed on using the internet.
Right.
Nan, thanks for being here. Good job today. Come back soon.
Thanks. My pleasure. Have a good morning.
Nan Swift, ladies and gentlemen, with National Taxpayers Union. That's NTU.org, an organization I encourage you to check out and support. Quick break. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.